It's America, but yeah. It's Mississippi player.
Mississippi player.
I know y'all might be from Georgia.
I know y'all might be from Florida, Georgia,
Alabama, Louisiana,
Alabama,
Memphis,
Louisiana.
But we're doing it for Mississippi.
But we're doing it for Mississippi.
Greenville.
Greenville.
Greenwood.
Greenwood.
Indianola.
Indianola.
Hattiesburg.
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 All y'all.
Pittsburgh.
We're going to represent all y'all.
We're going to represent
y'all. Throw y'all
ears
up.
Paper, paper, and said, hell yeah, we got degrees for the grease and bread. It's a must. You're out of town, let's keep a fed. And when you visit, don't bring bullshit. We third bread. Now, why in the hell you think we got that crooked letter in the middle? Anything that's in the middle is guaranteed to get y'all slipping. Now, we tripping, but we pissing. Unless you want us to. It don't matter, player. It's all on you, dude. Now, what you call that? Post it up with 50 killers. You don't want no trouble, make them suffer. Fuck enough is little. I don't want to kill them, that's a sin. Let that nigga survive. Let's just show them how a real player do it in the spot. Yeah, I'm from that Mississippi, and I know I'm moving sober. While y'all smoking cigarillos, I'm still blowing Tampa Nugget. Now what you want, little pimpin', when you see me in the club? Spitting Mississippi water, throwing Mississippi mud.
Want to and get hemmed up at MI crooked letter. Go throw your M's up. Around here, we wear Reeboks. Put them Tim's up. And if you with me, you gotta with all of them, bruh. In that dirty, we live like so and take it simple. But get caught sniffing, and this is what you're in for. A real smooth jack now. Automatic gat round. Mendenhall, Hattiesburg, Gulfport, Jacktown. PG, Pascagoula, West Point, Greenwood, Starkville, Indianola. Represent Showhood, Vicksburg. Throw it up, Hazelhurst. Affiliating this mother, we about to blow it up. Now that you know it up, representing, show us love. What you thought it was, it's Mississippi, cuz I'm never sober, always buzz off that dragging drug. Still stopping waist high in that Mississippi mud.
Coming straight out of that Jacktown is where we gon' die. Ain't number real rolling round this side. So if you ever get the mess, you better hold a reply. Study your own, get your own, it don't slip up. 500,000 on pianos with a tip cup. Gum gangster dress with a gangster. I'm never drinking less and always smoking. Staying on cloud nine, lyrics blowing your wig. Still dumping the cops, which we call them the pigs. They don't really want trouble. We busting they bubble. If you can't get them, cause I really don't love them. They catch an attitude. Did I give them the blues? You want to conversate? Well, then here go the rules. Keep your head down and your heels high. Laying it down for that crooked eye, crooked eye.
Hello, hello, good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports with Beth. You just heard Mississippi by the 2008-2009 JMA's Hip Hop Group of the Year. They've been quiet for a couple years, but now they're back just in time for spring and summer 2011. So one of the members, Q, might call to say what's up. But today we're talking about what's hot in the news. So call in and talk about what's hot in the news, because there's hot news always happening every second. But talk about what's hot in sports news, the Masters. I did watch the Masters yesterday, and Tiger Woods did play a good game, didn't he? Golfed a good game. But I must commend and congratulate Charles Schwartzel for his win. You know what? I kept my eyes on him. I said, I noticed how good that guy played. And it sounded like the focus was on the two Australians and other players. I mean, my eyes was on Tiger because I felt that Tiger had he could possibly win the Masters. But I also noticed how the Masters winner played also. But there wasn't much talk of how he was playing really during the tournament. But, wow, that was a very good. If you missed it, man, you need to find a way to watch it again because that was a great, great tournament. And I am so glad that if Tiger didn't win, I thought he would have come in second. But, hey, fourth place, that's good. So I want to congratulate everyone in the top five and really everyone that participated in the tournament. Did a very, very great, great job. Yes, I do like golf. I've liked golf for ages. I want to talk about that. That's hot news. And what's hot in Mississippi political news is just read a tweet from Clarion Ledger. That's our local newspaper in Jackson, Mississippi, clarionledger.com. You can follow them on Twitter at Clarion Ledger. That's CLARIONLEDGEYER. And you wonder, well, why should I follow Jackson, Mississippi local newspaper? Why? Because this is the capital, and second-term current governor, Republican Governor Haley Barbour, who you can follow at Haley, HaleyBarbour, it's possible that he will more than likely announce he will be campaigning to hopefully become the GOP presidential candidate nom for the next presidential election in 2012. That's why you should follow Jackson, Mississippi's local media, period. But that's our local paper, Clarion Ledger. They just reported that our governor is visiting New Hampshire this week. He was scheduled to travel to New Hampshire after he had left the West Coast a couple weeks ago. I think he was scheduled like March the 27th, 28th to go to New Hampshire, but he had some things to handle, some business to handle here, like the Mississippi budget that he had to handle here, so he had to postpone that trip to apparently, obviously, this week. And if you follow Clarion Ledger and read your tweet, you will see the article where his itinerary is filled with galores of appearances and receptions. I see where one reception will be hosted by the Greater Manchester Federation of Republican Women. So it's important for us to, I actually don't tell people who to vote for, but I think it's important for us, we the people, to do our research and to know what all politicians are bringing to the table, because we are the people and the politicians are representing us, taxpayers and voters, and even those who don't vote. You say, well, I don't vote, I don't care to vote. Again, Jackson, Mississippi, a lot of people have died for all of us to have the right to vote. all across this country. But several people have died here in the state of Mississippi for us, we the people, to have the right to vote. So just in case some of you didn't know that or didn't remember that, I mean, really, it's very important for us to exercise our right to vote if we can. And, you know, sometimes I hear from friends that might, you know, have served some time in prison or some jail time for some reason can't vote. Do your research. I sometimes talk to those that know those that have been incarcerated, sometimes there are ways where they can vote. I know some can't vote, but still, if you can't vote, it's still important to do what you can to find out about politicians and to inform your friends who can vote on doing the right thing, and that if you could vote, to let them know, hey, no way impossible would I miss that opportunity of voting if I had that right to vote. You know, so there, even if you don't have that right to vote, there's ways to be a part of getting those who you think should be, repping us and leading us in the proper positions, really, regardless of their party affiliations or whatever. So that's just something that I wanted to share. That's something hot news. But please call and talk about things that's hot. I know one thing. I have my television on CNN right now, and the bad weather has been, I mean, it's just devastating with the tornadoes that have hit Iowa and some of the other bad weather that have hit other states. Even here in Mississippi, it's sunny right now. It's noontime. But just like last Monday, they're predicting we're going to have horrible weather this evening. So please keep us in your prayers. I mean, it's very sunny and a beautiful day right now. But in a few hours, things are predicted to change to stormy, bad weather. And then that's how last Monday was. Sunny, sunny, sunny. And then during evening time, the weather was horrific. You all, one gentleman lost his life when he had driven into a tree, not in Jackson, but in an area outside of Jackson. And he wasn't even far from home. So let's be thankful for our time here and be careful. If you don't have to get out in bad weather, regardless of the weather, don't get out in that weather. But, yeah, there's a lot of hot news. So call in and voice your opinion. Talk about the Masters. Talk about how Tiger played. I'm Team Tiger. I've been a big supporter of Tiger Woods since he was a kid, you know. So, yeah, and golf, period. My uncles and friends and relatives and teachers have always been, like, big golfers. And there was a time I even had a couple golf lessons. So, yeah. So, in NBA and NFL, I wish the NFL would come to some type of a compromise. In NBA, it looked like things are coming along pretty good. But let's see, I said we were going to mention some things about Prince, because Prince is scheduled to perform on the Lopez show on Wednesday night, promoting his performances in the L.A. area regarding the Welcome to America concert series. I don't know about you, but I would be so excited when he and MPG officially announced maybe a full-fledged tour, American tour, different tour dates released, because pretty much they're doing isolated dates and announcing dates as they go. And that's good, too, because Prince is full of surprises. But believe it or not, I've never been to a Prince concert. I've been to a lot of his protégés concerts, the Minneapolis Sound musicians concerts and so on, but I've never been to a Prince concert. Prince and I have known each other for 30-plus years, but we have never met in person. I'm telling the honest truth. You can ask him. honestly. But yeah, so I can't wait to go to my first Prince concert and take pictures and just have so much fun. So on Thursday, that's what the topic of the next show will be about, Prince, the multi-talented musical genius. You might hear a little woof woofing. My dog and the neighbor's dogs are barking, so I hope they tone it down. But yeah, we only have about 7 minutes. I played that song by Affiliated Music, entitled Mississippi, because I felt that's a good intro song. I allowed it to play in its entirety so you could hear the Mississippi love, you know. So I played it in its entirety so you can hear everything. But it's Affiliated Music, and they're a Jackson-based group. And like I said, they were the GMA's 2008-2009 hip-hop group of the year. And they're cooking up some more good music and releasing new music now for this year. And hopefully it will become a hip-hop group of the year again. So in the near future, I won't play it in its entirety. Maybe not as an intro. There's another song that I'm going to play Thursday night. You heard the beginning before Mississippi came on. And that's their song, I Love This America. I Love This America is a very good social economic vibe song. But, you know, it has a little profanity in it, so I played on the Thursday night show. But it's very, very good. I like that song. They have another song called That's My Girl, featuring a popular local group that have even appeared on BET 106 and Park, Recognition. So Recognition, I also play that song. I don't know, I might play it during the outro of today's show called That's My Girl. But, yeah, check those guys out. Affiliated Music, doing their thing. Jackson is filled with, well, this is the music state. So Jackson is filled with a lot of talent from blues, country. This is home of B.B. King, Elvis Presley, Tupelo. Graceland might be in Memphis, but Elvis Presley was a Mississippi-raised guy born in Tupelo. And, you know, B.B. King, David Banner, which I was a part of his early career. I think today is his birthday, so you see him or you're friends with him on Facebook, MySpace, tell him happy birthday. Shout out to David Banner. Happy birthday, David Banner. And happy birthday to James Sullivan of Sutton also, photographer who works here in Jackson and in Texas. His biggest birthday was yesterday. But, yeah, and happy birthday to everybody because there's a lot of birthdays, so I'll be going down a birthday list. But, but just speaking of Mississippi talent, I'm going to do a few shows in the near future about Mississippi talent, period, or those who were born in Mississippi, like Snoop Dogg, Ray J and Brandy, Oprah Winfrey, James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman. Yes, those are native Mississippians. Morgan Freeman happened to reside in Mississippi. He just travels all across the world to work. Successful businesses and restaurants right here in Mississippi. Yep. You didn't know that? Yeah, you better ask somebody. But, yeah, we have 4 more minutes, so I don't want to go on and on and on. So I talked about hot sports news and political news. But you guys need to call 1-714-409-0614. I thank you again for your support because you sure are listening and you sure are viewing my profile. I have close to 2,500 profile views. I mean, that amazed me. When I went to bed last night, I was like at 1,800. Then when I woke up this morning, I was like at 2,500. I was like, wow. So I thank you so much for your support. Port is very encouraging in everything. Call 714-409-0614. Or if you would like to be a guest on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, please contact me. Contact me at my profile at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment hyphen Beth. That's KULTURE, Shock, SHOKENT hyphen Beth, BETH. My email address and everything, and even my cell number is located on my profile. So you can, the email address that's on that profile is bcwcompanies@hotmail.com. My, and also you can contact me at another email address, cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. That's KULTURE. SHOKENTERTAINMENT @yahoo.com. It's spelled out correct, completely. But, oh, yeah, go back to Prince. I just wanted to, what are some of your favorite books about Prince? A lot of authors have written books about Prince. And a couple of my favorite books that I've read since forever. Well, one book that I loved when I was young, was a young girl, was Purple Rain by John Brim. That was a very good book. And then there's another book called Dance, Music, Sex, Romance, Prince, The First Decade by Pearl Nilsen, PERNILSEN, published by Firefly Publishing. That book has always interested me. That book was is about Prince's early years. And it's very in-depth and very personal book. So for some of you that might not have been into Prince, just got into Prince, or those of you that have always liked his music but never knew much about maybe his personal life and what inspired him to go on certain tours or to work with certain people, you would be interested in this book, called Prince, The First Decade. But time is running out, and so I look forward to talking with you all Thursday. Call in so we can talk about Prince and MPG's performance on the Lopez show. And those of you that have gone to any of his concerts in the past or present, call in and talk about how you enjoyed those performances and your favorite Prince proteges. And also remember to visit my Mark Cosmetics Boutique, mymarkstore.com/BethanyWilliams. Okay, well, I thank you all, and God bless. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting me. But friend me and follow me and create a blog talk radio profile so you can chat with me in the chat room. Thank you, and God bless, and have a fun What's Up Day.